T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Big, big traffic problems in the central part of Wichita on the highways. We've got the story.
A Wichita man shot by officers has died. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Partial government shutdown continues. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Widespread freezing fog across south-central Kansas this morning could give us some slick spots on the road. Our full forecast and what to expect today is coming up.
Well, you could be stuck in it. Maybe you soon will be. Traffic, I'm talking about. A big mess on Kellogg. And Jad Chambers, what's the latest? Just dozens of accidents, huh?
That's right. Dozens of accidents. And the Wichita police have already advised Wichita drivers to stay off of the highways. Bridges and overpasses, just icy and slippery. Dozens of traffic accidents already. Kellogg shut down east and westbound due to accidents at Washington and the Central Business District. It's a real mess out there this morning.
All right. President Trump continues his push for a border wall.
Addressing the Farm Bureau's annual convention in Louisiana, President Trump indicated he's not backing down from his demand from Congress for a southern border wall.
We can have all the sensors in the world, but if you don't have a strong steel or concrete barrier, there's no way you're going to stop these people from rushing.
No new negotiations with congressional leaders are on the White House schedule. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, in a tweet directed at the president, writing, "If you want to help farmers, reopen the government." Traveling with the president in New Orleans, John Decker, Fox News.
A man who was shot last week by Wichita police officers has died.
Wichita police said Monday that 29-year-old Jeffrey Morris of Wichita died from his injuries Saturday. Police say Morris was shot Thursday when officers attempted to arrest him on an outstanding warrant. Police say Morris intentionally backed into a car, then drove forward, causing officers to fear they could be run over or seriously injured. Officers fired and struck Morris several times. Police say they tried several times before Thursday to talk to Morris into surrendering peacefully. The two officers involved in the shooting are a 13-year veteran and a 5-year veteran. Both have been placed on administrative leave, which is standard in officer-involved shootings. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Laura Kelly's top priorities as Kansas' new governor stem from her work as a state lawmaker and a decade as one of the legislature's key players on budget issues. Kelly has an agenda that includes boosting spending on public schools and expanding the state's Medicaid health coverage for the needy. After taking the oath of office Monday in Topeka, the 68-year-old Kelly told the crowd gathered on the Capitol steps, "We must seek to lift up all Kansans.
Regardless of whether they look like us, think like us, worship like us, love like us, or vote like us."
Soon after Kelly became the state's 48th governor, the House and Senate gaveled in to begin the 2019 Kansas legislative session.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will look at rescinding a 10-year tax abatement for Fiber Dynamics. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the company created jobs, but not enough to satisfy their promise to the city.
We're one of the very few cities in the United States where when we offer incentives, they come with pretty strict guidelines. And if you don't meet our guidelines, we ask for our money back.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS.
And the city council will consider adding bike lanes to a busy street in southeast Wichita when it meets today.
For several years, the council has been adding bike lanes to some thoroughfares around town to make the air capital more bike-friendly. The latest plan is to add bike lanes on Mount Vernon between Oliver and Woodlawn in southeast Wichita. Last October, the council approved $375,000 in funding for the project. Now the council will consider adding another $100,000. The meeting is underway at 9 o'clock at City Hall and is open to the public. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
The president is fighting back after reports that the FBI has investigated the possibility that he may be working for Russia.
Mr. Trump denying two newspaper reports, one saying the FBI opened an investigation to see if the president had been influenced by Russian interests, and the other saying he'd tried to conceal details of a conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president taking to Twitter saying, quote, "The fake news gets crazier and more dishonest every single day. Amazing to watch certain people covering me and the tremendous success of this administration have truly gone mad. Their fake reporting creates anger and disunity." The White House going to great lengths to defend the president, stating how many of his accomplishments did not work in Russia's best interest. House Democrats are talking now about issuing subpoenas for the parties involved to testify about the president's actions. At the White House, Doug McElway, Fox News.
Police in Liberal in southwest Kansas are investigating allegations that a teacher at Liberal High School had unlawful sexual relations with an 18-year-old student. The request for the investigation was made by administration. 25-year-old teacher at the school was arrested. Teacher has resigned her position. Her name has not been released. An affidavit was forwarded to the Seward County Attorney's Office seeking the change of the charge of unlawful sexual relations. 7:06 now, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Close game in Lawrence last night between the Jayhawks and the Longhorns. We'll have highlights and hear from Coach Self coming up in sports.
A major California utility says it's going to file for bankruptcy after recent deadly California wildfires. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. A major California utility says it's going to file for bankruptcy over its fault in causing recent deadly California wildfires.
Pacific Gas and Electric has apparently notified regulators that it plans to file for bankruptcy at the end of the month. They're facing $30 billion in possible liability costs over California's wildfires. Investigators say the company's equipment was behind multiple fires across Northern California in 2017. Now it appears their equipment may have also started the Camp Fire, which turned into California's deadliest and most destructive fire ever this past fall, torching the town of Paradise. The PG&E CEO has stepped down. The stock price has tanked. PG&E has said climate change, drought, and dead trees have been catastrophic. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A donation of blood has been made, but more is needed as an international search is underway to help a sick child in Florida.
She has a rare blood type and stored up units of her own in case she needed a transfusion as a result of complications with her pregnancy. Thankfully, the New York woman did not need it after welcoming a healthy baby last week. Now the woman who wishes to remain anonymous is donating that rare supply to a 2-year-old who is fighting an aggressive form of neuroblastoma. A worldwide search for donors has been conducted for the Florida toddler, whose blood lacks the antigen called Indian B. As a result, she can only accept blood from a donor missing that same antigen, and they must be of Indian, Pakistani, or Iranian descent. The little girl's parents are very thankful and remain hopeful for more donors. She's scheduled for surgery to remove the cancerous tumor on Wednesday. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Outrage in Israel over artwork depicting a fast food mascot hanging on a crucifix.
The country's Arab Christian minority is angrily protesting over the exhibit featuring a crucified Ronald McDonald at a museum in Haifa. Israeli police dispersed demonstrators with tear gas and stun grenades after they tossed a firebomb at the museum and threw stones that wounded 3 police officers. Church representatives are demanding a court remove the exhibit's most offensive items, which also include Barbie doll renditions of Jesus and the Virgin Mary. But the museum has refused to bow to pressure, saying doing so would infringe on freedom of expression. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And this morning, the roadways, or at least the highways here in Wichita, in terrible shape. Dozens of traffic accidents, most of them slide-offs. Seen a lot of those up on K-96 and I-235 this morning. Bridges, overpasses, entrances, and exits. The local law enforcement has actually said stay off the highways in Wichita this morning. And so things are very icy out there. If you've got to be out on the roadways, take it very slow. It's going to take you a lot of extra time to get anywhere this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing fine in here, but folks, there's a lot of folks out there stuck in traffic right now. As
yeah,
that temperature's gone down below freezing, and there's moisture in the air. So, hey, that means slippery roadways. What's going on out there?
Yeah, you know what? Things can get iffy because we had the same situation yesterday. The only difference is it's about 3 or 4 degrees colder than this time yesterday. We were at 28. Right now, we're at about 24, 25 degrees. So those few degrees definitely made a difference. Typically, when we have fog, still had a lot of fog out there this morning, and we have those temperatures below freezing, we can have freezing fog. We know that fog is moisture. What does moisture do? It can get onto surfaces, and if it's below freezing, it can freeze. That's why we get frost on our windshield sometimes when we have to wake up and use our ice scraper. So typically, we can also see that happen on the ground, and that's where we get those slick, icy spots. That's exactly what has happened along Kellogg. So a lot of drivers out there, unfortunately, going through that headache of having to sit in traffic. But if there's anybody out there listening that hasn't left the house just yet, give yourselves plenty of time because you're definitely going to need it this morning. As we go through the morning, though, those foggy conditions gradually improving, lifting through the morning, still looking at a mostly cloudy sky by around midday, around lunchtime, but then turning partly cloudy a little bit later on in the day. Temperatures improving, 40s to hopefully lower 50s by later on this afternoon. Southwest wind at 5 to 15, those winds staying light. Really what's allowing that fog to develop and settle at the surface, and things have only gotten worse since earlier this morning. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Be on the lookout for the possibility of more patchy fog developing late tonight and early tomorrow morning. Not saying that that's going to happen, but with still some snow on the ground, especially in parts of the state, definitely a possibility once again late tonight. And then mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Clouds are going to be on the increase. Slight chance of maybe a light shower, a few sprinkles, especially later on in the day with highs closer to the upper 40s. So right now, 25 degrees, fog, mist overtaking Wichita, south wind at 5 miles per hour. They're light. If we were actually getting a little bit of a breeze right now, that would be a good thing. That would help kind of stir up the air and stir up the atmosphere, get some of that fog out of here. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Visibility also pretty bad, down to 3 miles right now, and wind chills in the teens. So not too good of a start to our Tuesday, but hopefully things getting better as the day goes on, especially during the afternoon.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. And I did have to use my ice scraper on my windshield. My car, I leave mine out at night, so there was a little scraping had to be done. It was pretty tough scraping, frankly. We had a mostly cloudy day across much of Kansas Monday, and Wichita's high temperature yesterday was 38 degrees. Normal high for the date is 42. This is January 15th. On this date in 1932, Los Angeles received its greatest snowfall on record at the just outside the Civic Center when 2 inches accumulated.
Wow.
That's L.A. They don't have much snow in L.A., I guess, so there you go. 716, Steve and Ted. What a mess this morning in traffic, guys. And as I just said, I had to scrape my window off this morning.
So did I.
And
but it was, yeah, I did too. Of course, it was razor thin, but wasn't much.
Not a lot there. Mine was kind of tougher. I've got an older scraper, I guess. But, yeah, it's slow it down this morning. You're going to have to slow down if you're up there. And
like I said, trapped. Fog is freezing.
Mm-hmm. Trapped. Freezing fog, or as we call it, frog.
Yes.
Okay. On this date in 1892, you'll recall, the original rules of basketball, devised by James Naismith, were published for the first time in Springfield, Massachusetts, where the game originated. And Ted, the rules, copied the rules, they've got them, what, at KU? Dr. Naismith went to the University of Kansas.
Eventually ended up in Lawrence, Kansas, yeah, where he taught at the university for several years.
Brought the game of basketball with him.
And then just within the last 4 or 5 years, there was a huge push to kind of build a small museum of sorts to actually house and display those rules of basketball, a game that was invented right here in the United States, and now it's a worldwide sport.
Yeah, it is. Dr. Naismith, 1892, basketball's been around for over 100 years. Last night I watched my twin granddaughters, and they're 12, playing a game, a basketball game, and they got beat. They had an off night, I guess, but, you know, that's basketball, so the kids are playing it. We want to share a note with you this morning. Those of you who have been in Wichita for a while, I know, will recognize the name Sally Dewey. She has died. She died Saturday the 12th, and this was a woman, a graduate of Wichita East, Wichita State University, and member of the Wichita City Council for a while. Served 8 years as director of Operation Holiday for Interfaith Ministries. Sally Dewey was involved in a lot of civic organizations. I looked up her obituary this morning in the Wichita Eagle, and it just, you know, the contributions she made to all kinds of civic programs go on and on and on. She stayed busy.
When was she a council member?
Oh, I can't remember the years. I should have put them in there. They're probably in the obituary, but I didn't put them down. But she was a. I remember when she served on that. I think she served on there with Bob Knight and those people.
Okay.
So, Celebration of Life will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, this Friday at First United Methodist Church, right there downtown on North Broadway. Sally Dewey, very much a community activist, that's what I would call her, has passed away. All right. It's
hate to see folks like that leave us.
Well, she was really active.
Very important to the community.
She worked for all these civic organizations. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted. It is sports time here on KNSS this morning. And Ted, the university, we're talking about basketball. University of Kansas in action last night.
Yeah, action up in Lawrence last night. 7th-ranked Jayhawks hosting the Texas Longhorns, a team that KU has done pretty well against over the years. KU, in fact, had beaten Texas 9 times in a row going into that game last night. The game was right in doubt down to the final ticks of the clock. Jayhawks clinging to a 2-point lead, but Texas had the basketball. You heard the game on KFH.
Coleman dribbling between his legs. They kick to Febres for the win. He missed, and KU will hang on. You can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks survive 80-78.
Hey, buckle up, Kansas fans. You're going to see a lot of these this year. There's not going to be those program 20-point wins like we've become so accustomed to.
Jayhawks always win in Lawrence on ESPN Big Monday, just like last night. KU has now won 31 times in a row in Lawrence, playing on ESPN Big Monday.
Wow.
KU is now 15-2 on the season. Sophomore Marcus Garrett with a career-high 20 points. Senior LeGerald Vick hit a big bucket late. He finished with 21 points. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
There was a lot of good things that happened, and the building helped a lot, but Texas is good. I mean, we caught them on a night where they played great, and the night that they played great also, they beat North Carolina. So that was a great win for us.
Jayhawks pick up the win, and they'll talk about it tonight in depth on the KU Basketball Hawk Talk weekly show with head coach Bill Self. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Speaking of those national rankings coming out yesterday, Kansas remains in the number 7 spot in the Associated Press poll, moving up one spot to 8 in the coaches poll. K-State getting votes in both polls, among the top 33 vote-getters in the nation. We've got women's basketball tonight right here on KNSS. Wichita State on the road at SMU. Both teams still looking for their first conference win. Shockers have beaten SMU in their last 4 meetings. Shocker women, Steve Strain has the call tonight beginning at 6:45 this evening, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the NBA last night, the Charlotte Hornets go into San Antonio and beat the Spurs 108-93 off the bench for the Hornets. Former Kansas Jayhawk, the rookie Devontae Graham, dishing out 4 assists. The Hornets right now have that final playoff spot, the number 8 spot in the Eastern Conference, holding a 1-game lead for that spot. JUCO basketball last night. The Hutchinson Community College women remain undefeated. They win on the road at Northwest Kansas Tech, 107-51. The Hutchinson women, 17-0, ranked number 4 in the nation. And the Hutchinson men also beat Tech 85-78 last night. The Hutchinson men are now 15-2 and ranked number 12 in the nation. And that comes on the same day that big news comes for Hutchinson Community College as their head coach, Steve Eck, found out he's going to be inducted into the National JUCO Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Steve Eck with 597 career junior college victories, including 2 national championships, 1 at Hutchinson, 1 at Redlands. He's also coached at Butler and Cowley, and he's piled up nearly 600 wins at the JUCO ranks. If you add in his years as basketball coach at Jardine Middle School and at Wichita South High School, he's got more than 900 career coaching wins as a basketball coach.
Wow.
Yep. And that induction will take place in Hutchinson at the National JUCO Tournament in March. So Steve will get the honor right there on his home court. So that'll be a big honor for a great coach, Steve Eck of Hutchinson Community College. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And a quick note here, I looked at again at Sally Dewey's obituary. She turned one term as a city council member, but it didn't give the years.
Okay.
She also found time to teach piano and voice. Busy, busy woman.
When? At 2 in the morning?
I guess.
Boy, she's a busy lady.
It is time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 7:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Democrats fighting each other. The Democrat primary battle has begun. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.